All right, so today we're going to continue with launch. That's our theme for this year, launching into what God has called us to, what He wants to do through us, amen? Because God wants to do amazing things through your life. I talked to Pastor Dave, and he says, Ron, he says, I could have never imagined that God would do through you what He does. He says, I just couldn't see. Because I came in here, I was long hair, my hair was down to here in the front. I would lift it up to look at people, you know. I had long hair and a hippie type, you know. And what's that? I was a surfer guy, Delonda says. And he's like, you came in here, you got saved, you know. And one of the first things, it's kind of funny, you know. I didn't want to get a haircut when I got saved. That wasn't my intention, get a haircut, get cleaned up, you know. I mean, I was clean, but I didn't want to, I liked my hair. And, but I had a, right after I got saved, I had a job. And the supervisor, he says, my 90-day review was coming. He goes, you know, Ron, a haircut could really sway me. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I went and I got a hair, I buzzed it all off, man. I was like, are you kidding me? A haircut. So I did. The Lord cleaned me, you know, got rid of my long hair just like that. It was a haircut, saved my job. So, but I believe this year is just going to be great because God is launching us forward. So why don't we stand and we're going to read the word out of Isaiah 55, verse 11 today. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I have sent it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that we are the thing which you have sent it to. And I pray that your word would be accomplished in our lives this year. That, Lord, that we would continually be transformed. That we continually grow in you. That, Lord, that your word would be alive inside of us, Father, that we could reach out with the word of the Lord and do all things that we were created for. I pray, Father, that our ears would be attentive to you. We would have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. And, Father, that we would continue growing in you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. You know, last week, as I said, we talked about launching into this new year, how God wants to launch us. We have to trust the Lord. We have to have faith that we trust in what we hear from God. And then we have to, you know, we got to do it. Amen. You got to expect the harvest. But today I want to talk on, as we launch, I said last week, we have to have faith. And there's three ways I talked about faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So today I want to focus on the word of God today and what it means to us. But last week when I talked about trust, I talked about five ways that we can trust the Lord. And letter A in that trust is you need to trust that God has the perfect plan for your life. That God's plan is perfect for you. He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God's got a plan for your life, amen? And you need to trust that. I know the world has a plan for your life, and you may even have a plan for your life, but it may not be what God is saying. And that's what we have to get in touch with. And know that God's intentions are best for us. God will not put you in a place of harm. Amen. God will not put you in a place to destroy you. God will put you into a place to live. Amen. To have life. It's your breath in our lungs. Amen. That's what I mean. You got to know that. And then B, you need to trust that God wants to speak into your life. That God still speaks to you. He speaks to you through the word. Amen. You read the word, He will talk to you. He'll give you direction. He'll tell you what to do. I know we can focus on, He tells us what not to do in here, but I like to focus on what He tells me to do. Because when I'm focusing on what He's telling me to do, because when I start doing what He tells me to do, Mario, the things that I'm not supposed to do just seem to fall away. And I stop doing those things that I don't want to, that I, you know, my flesh wants to do, because I'm just stepping out into things that God wants me to do. So I need to trust that God wants to speak into my life. And you need to trust, number three, that you hear from heaven. That you can hear from heaven. You need to trust that God wants to speak into your life. That you can actually hear the voice of God. You can hear it through His word. You can hear it through His prophets. And you can hear it in that small, still voice. You need to know. You need to trust that. And then, D, you need to trust the prophets. You know, I talked about it last Sunday because we made major changes last Sunday. If you weren't here, we had 9 or 10 major changes. Scott Allen is now a deacon again. Bob Myers is a new deacon. Let's see. Romina, who, hallelujah, is with child today. And her new and her husband, Jeff, are our new youth pastors. Amen. Jeff had to go to work today, so, you know, he's a police officer in L.A. too. So we got somebody with discipline watching over them kids. Hallelujah. But, you know, when John Harkey was here in November, he came in and he prophesied to Maggie. And I listened because, I mean, when a prophet's speaking to my staff members, I want to know what's he saying. I listen to all your stuff too. I want to know what God's saying to you, about you guys too. So when I'm listening to Maggie's and I'm thinking, man, what the prophet said she was going to do is not what she does. Because she's our children's pastor. And I'm like, wow, we need to talk. So I caught her when she was leaving that day. I said, sounds like you and me need to have a conversation. And she said, you know, Pastor, I didn't know how to tell you. I said, and I didn't know how to tell you because I saw that God was doing something new in her. And so she stepped down from the children's pastor, and you have a new lady out there, Lucci Porta, Pastor Otto's daughter, who just graduated from for the Nations, is out there with your children and going to just take our children's ministry now. Amen. And Maggie's launching out into this plan for helping women, helping hurting women that God has put into her heart. She just released her first book, The Ragdoll's Heart. You can get it from her if you want after the service. But and it's not a commercial for you, man. She trusted what the prophet said. She didn't sit on what the prophet said. She didn't wait and wonder. I mean, we started talking the next day. And I said, okay, we need to get somebody. Don't leave until we get somebody. A few phone calls later, all right. She's like, when is my last day? I'm like, it is December 30th. And that's how it finished out last week. And Angela is going to be our new administrator as Jackie, where's Jackie at? Jackie's over there, is retiring this year. Yeah, amen. Those are all the changes I think we made last week. But you need to trust the prophets. You need to trust prophetically what God is saying to you. You know, because usually, Dion, the prophet only comes and tells you what God has already put in your heart. Usually the prophet doesn't tell you anything you don't know. He just confirms what God is saying to you, and you're like, all right, man, I better do it. I mean, the word that he gave me about being an apostle to the nations, it's what we do. You know, it's where God's called us to do things. This is our home that we minister here. We're building the church in Corona. But we know that we're an apostle to nations, and we're going to plant churches around the world. We're going to bring order to places that God has called us to around the nations. Like I said last week, we have Africa, China, Thailand, and Peru. And then they're wanting me to come to India and Pakistan. See, but I'm not afraid, Juwan, because I know that's what I'm called to do. So I'm not afraid to go to those places. My mom's like, oh, Ron, what are you doing to me? You know? My mom, she's just, you know, she's concerned for me. She doesn't worry, but she's concerned. She's like, oh, Ron, why you got to go back to Pakistan? I'm like, because God's calling me, Mom. And that's what I'm called to do. I trust the prophets. And then lastly, E, you need to trust the word of God. God's word is perfect, amen? It is alive. It has power in it, amen? Why don't we make that number one today? God's word is powerful, amen? And when we trust his word, you'll see the power of his word. But it takes faith to believe, amen? It takes faith to walk it out. It takes faith. You know, it takes faith to trust God. Because God says things and you trust, you want to trust God. But then faith has to kick in and you've got to step out. And that's the power of God. You have to believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. You have to believe that he was sinless, that he was righteous, that he did miracles, that he was tried, that he was crucified, that he died, that he rose again. Amen? That he ascended into heaven, that he's there forever interceding for you, and that he has a plan for you. You have to have faith in that. When you start trusting God, you step out in faith. Maggie is stepping out in faith. Launching into what God has called her to do. It takes faith just to know God. Amen? So if you believe on Jesus and you know him as your Lord and Savior, you have a big measure of faith. Okay, it's more than a mustard seed. He says, with a mustard seed faith, you can move mountains. But if you believe that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, is a sinless, righteous, did miracles, tried, crucified, died, rose again, that's a lot of faith. You have mountain faith. The faith to move mountains. Amen? So if you believe all this, you have faith. And this year, the Lord wants to expand our faith. He wants our faith to grow even more. And I told you last week how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing the hearing word of God. And you have to know that the word of God is powerful. It is very powerful. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says this. It says, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Woo! The word of God discerns our thoughts and intents of our heart. And when we read the word, we need to apply it to our lives. Amen? We need to let the word of God live through us. It has to shine through us. Amen? You know, because the word will get in you. You know, when I became a Christian, and even today, when I read the word, I read it and it gets into your joints and your marrow in the sense that it comes in and it changes you. It gets into the nooks and crannies of your life if you let it. It'll get in there deep so that it can transform you. Amen? Because it says, it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents.